This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iran-backed groups in the Middle East say thousands of their fighters are offering to come to Lebanon to join with the militant Hezbollah group in its battle with Israel. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The offer comes amid fears the situation could escalate into a full-blown war along Israel's northern frontier with Lebanon that has seen almost daily exchanges since the Hamas attack on southern Israel in early October. Iran-backed groups from Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and other countries fought alongside Syrian government forces during Syria's 13-year civil war. Hezbollah's leader says it has enough fighters and does not need foreigners to join. Israeli officials have threatened a military offensive in Lebanon if there is no negotiated end to push Hezbollah away from the border. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Eight Palestinians were killed on Sunday in an Israeli airstrike on a training college near Gaza City being used to distribute aid, Palestinian witnesses said. The strike hit part of an industrial college run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, now providing aid to displaced families. A Reuters photographer saw a low-rise building completely demolished and bodies wrapped in blankets laid out beside the road waiting to be taken away. UNRWA and the Israeli military did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to address the U.S. Congress on July 24th, and many congressional Democrats are wrestling with whether to attend. Many are torn between their long-standing support for Israel and their anguish about the catastrophic military operations in Gaza. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russian authorities say four people died in Ukrainian drone and missile attacks, while the second day of Russia's aerial bombing of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine killed at least one person and wounded four. China and the European Union have agreed to start talks on the planned imposition of tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles being imported into the European market. Reuters' Trevor Coral has more.
The confirmation came after the head of China's Commerce Ministry and Dombrovskis had agreed to start consultations over the EU's anti-subsidy investigation into Chinese EVs. Habeck called it a first step and said many more would be necessary. Zheng Xiangzi, the chairman of China's National Development and Reform Commission, denied accusations of unfair subsidies, saying the development of the country's new energy industry was the result of fierce competition. He told Habeck that he hoped Germany would demonstrate leadership within the EU and that proposed EU duties on Chinese-made EVs would hurt both sides.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. Over 1,000 people died during this year's Muslim pilgrimage to the Hajj. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It's a journey required of every able Muslim to make once in their life. The religious expedition is not without its dangers. This year, over 1,000 people have died amid the intense heat. Dr. Salman Wakar, the president of the British Islamic Medical Association.
So what can happen when the body's exposed to high levels of heat is that it can struggle to function.
Saudi Arabia has not commented on the death toll, but Egypt's government has said more than half of the dead were from Egypt. The Egyptian government has revoked the license of 16 travel agencies that facilitated the travel of unauthorized pilgrims to Saudi Arabia. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll from a batch of toxic illegal alcohol in India has risen to 53, media reported Sunday, as more victims in the hospital succumb to the poisonous brew. Tamil Nadu's state chief minister M.K. Stalin has said the locally brewed drink was laced with poisonous methanol. Hundreds of people die every year in India from cheap alcohol made in backstreet distilleries, but this poisoning is one of the worst in recent years. Authorities in Switzerland say rescuers have found the body of one of three people who had gone missing on Saturday after massive thunderstorms and rainfall in the southeast of the country caused a rock slide. The search for the other two missing people is continuing, but the likelihood of finding them is low. A team of 200 rescuers has been using excavators, specially trained dogs, and drones to find them. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.